From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The head of a UN-brokered Libyan unity government has arrived in the capital by sea with six deputies to set up a temporary seat of power in a naval base despite threats from rival factions. The militia commander, Abdelrahman Asweli, says the head of the government, Fayez Sarraj, sailed in from neighboring Tunisia on Wednesday. A post on the unity government's website confirmed the arrival. The officials were prevented from flying into Tripoli by a rival government based in the capital. A third government is based in the east of the country. Ali Abu Zakouk, the foreign minister of the rival government, says his presence is unacceptable. UN Chief Ban Ki-moon Wednesday called for greater global efforts to tackle the Syrian refugee crisis as he opened a conference on securing resettlement places for 500,000 of those displaced by the five-year conflict.
We are facing the biggest refugee and displacement crisis of our time. The world must rise to the challenge. Providing hope means providing pathways to a better future.
Ban, in speaking to journalists after his speech, said that attempts to demonize people fleeing conflict is not only demeaning, offensive, and counterproductive, it's also factually wrong. Meanwhile, Syrian security forces are clearing mines and disarming other explosives left scattered around by the Islamic State group in the ancient town of Palmyra. This Syrian soldier says the roads have been set to cause great damage. He says ISIS has booby-trapped entire areas with wires reaching the power circuit here in order to blow up once residents and soldiers return. VOA News. A European court says British authorities were right not to prosecute police officers over the killing of a Brazilian man shot on the London Underground after being mistaken for a suicide bomber. The judgment by the European Court of Human Rights is a blow to the relatives of Jean-Charles de Menezes, who have sought for years to have police charged with his slaying. Police shot the 27-year-old electrician on July 22, 2005, as they hunted attackers behind failed bomb attacks on the subway a day before. Tin Jia, a trusted friend of Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi, took over as Myanmar's president Wednesday after decades of military rule. It was a day full of ceremony and symbolism as Tin Jia was sworn in along with his two vice presidents and an 18-member cabinet. The new president spoke in after the ceremony. He says the new government will implement our democratic constitution, and our constitution will promote national reconciliation and internal peace. It will also support the creation of a democratic federal union and bring better lives to the people. An Egyptian man accused of hijacking an Egyptian jet air Tuesday and forced it to land in Cyprus is now in police custody following a court appearance Wednesday. Andreas Angelidis is a police spokesman.
The suspect presented today before the court. Okay, he will stay in custody for 8 days, and the case is under investigation. So in this framework, we're going to take statements, we continue the inquiries in order to finish as soon as possible the whole case.
All 55 passengers aboard that Egypt Air jet were able to escape unharmed before the man turned himself over to authorities at the Larnaca airport. Egyptian and Cyprus officials say the incident was not terror-related. That's French President François Hollande announcing Wednesday that he was abandoning his plans for constitutional reforms after the November 13th attacks on Paris. Those reforms included a measure to strip convicted terrorists of their nationality. Meanwhile, a Bangladesh court on Wednesday issued an arrest warrant for the main opposition leader, Khalida Zia, for her role in a deadly firebombing protest campaign against the government last year, according to a prosecutor. The prosecutor, Shah Alam Talakdar, a judge, says a judge in the Dhaka Metropolitan Sessions Court issued the warrant against Zia after accepting police charges against her over that campaign last January and speaking to the AFP. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.